Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests that you need to be done right now, call this number, 323-870-3403. At any time. But if you can, if it's not an emergency prayer request, I ask that you would wait till around 7:45 for your prayer requests, for your comments or your questions on the lesson, and I should be through with the lesson by that time. Amen. But once again, if it's a urgent prayer request, call this number at any time during this broadcast and I will pray with you. Amen. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you, once again, that follow us, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into any preaching and teaching of the lesson of the Word of God. For those of you who are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We open up with prayer. We give invitation to the Lord be with us, because without Him being with us in our study, we can know nothing. Amen. So wherever you listen to me, I want you to join in with me in prayer. Let's petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And dear God, there's no one greater than thee. There's no one more powerful than you. No one can do what you do and have done what you've done. And dear God, the heavens and earth shows your knowledge and your wisdom. It shows the understanding. It shows your creative power and how you cause things to go in motion, how you cause things to come together and produce. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for first off being my God, my Savior, Lord God, and once again for giving us this opportunity to approach you in humility, to petition you once again and ask that you will be with us by your Spirit. Because, Lord, we don't need to take this journey in your word alone, because if we go at it alone, we would know nothing. Therefore, Lord, our goal is to get something out of your word tonight. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you will be with us in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, I ask that you will word my mouth, that it would, the words of my mouth would just glorify you tonight in this broadcast. So, Lord God, don't let me say anything, Lord God, that will speak against you or put you down. But, Lord God, word my mouth, that it may once again bring you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the Word of God. You know, in this time that we're living in, this day, especially dealing with the coronavirus, and as of late, God has been dealing with me and blessing me to go in this series concerning faith. And, you know, we need the Word of God, what it teaches us about faith, because for us to receive what we need in this time, especially in this time right now with this coronavirus, how it has affected businesses, how it has affected the produce, the grocery stores, and you name it. You know, they even been lately talking about the meat, that it may be a meat shortage. So we're going to have to walk in this faith to get what we need from God. So when man says it's impossible, can't happen, you can't get it, the God faith will open the door that you can, amen, that will cause men to say, how did you get it, amen? That's what we have to walk in right now to get what we stand in need of today, amen? Praise be to God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. And we got to walk in this faith, people, that we're going to get what we need from God, We got to walk in this faith. Amen. The title of this message tonight, and I've done a broadcast on this before, but I believe that I need to go into it again because this word fits perfectly with today. Amen. As well as all of the Word of God. But especially in this time right now that we're facing, especially with this coronavirus situation, the Word of God is very fitting for right now. Amen. The Word of God was not merely just a back then word. That's another thing that people must understand. People look at it as, quote, back in the biblical days. No, the Word of God stands the test of time. It is a past, present, and future word. Amen. Hallelujah. Covering all three tenses. Thank God for the Word of God. And so the title of the message tonight is Faith is Not Perfect Knowledge. Faith is not perfect knowledge. Amen. Glory be to God. When we look at Hebrews 11 and 1, this is why God was using Paul to teach us and to explain to us if there's one place in the Bible where we are really told straight out what faith is right here in Hebrews 11 and 1. God used Paul in Hebrews 11 and 1 to tell us that faith is substance and evidence. Substance and evidence. But nowhere does it mention that it is perfect knowledge. Okay? And that's different. Okay? Faith is substance and evidence of things not seen. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith, and this is the other thing we need to see and understand. One of the things that many of God's people have erred at is the lack of study. Okay? Because when many of us see the word faith, we really don't understand what kind of faith God is talking about. Amen? Just like when you read in Mark 11, Jesus said, have faith in God. And so just like the sinner man, we start thinking that this is something that's ordinary, that everybody has it. And so we start thinking on the line with the sinner man, oh, everybody got that. Oh, I've been having that, blah, blah, blah. No, we say all that. And many times we'll be speaking on the plane of ignorance. Because many times when people are not studying the Word of God, they're quick to say things, okay? And they're quick to give you the impression that they know. Hallelujah. And so when Jesus said, have faith in God, many of us did not search to see, what kind of faith? Is this a particular faith? This is special faith? And this is a faith that everybody has? What kind of faith are you talking about? And so Paul, God uses Paul as well as other believers, but Paul especially to straight out come and define to us a faith that Jesus was talking about. Because Jesus was not talking about any kind of faith, okay, when he said have faith in God. And so now, in Hebrews 11 and 1, we're defined or given a definition of faith, the God kind of faith. And God tells you how it works and what it is. Amen? And so this God kind of faith, okay, is not to have perfect knowledge. When you have to have perfect knowledge of things, then you cannot be walking in this God kind of faith. Because if you had perfect knowledge of the thing that you believe in God for, why would you need to believe? Amen? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost on it. In other words, some of you say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? For example, give you an example like this. Let's say you need a new vehicle. Faith says, the Word of God says, that God will supply all my needs. So we can utter that word in prayer and speak God's word and say, God, you said in your word whatever I need. And then we could turn around and thank God for it, even though we haven't seen it. That's the God faith in operation. But when you want to have perfect knowledge, That means you got to know from God when it's coming, through what means, who going to bring it, what day I'm going to get it, blah, 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 before you believe. And so that's having perfect knowledge. And so if you have perfect knowledge, what's the sense of you having to believe? Okay? If you knew, if you wanted to know from God what day that you're going to get the car, if you know what day, what's the need of you believing God for it? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's why the God kind of faith just believe God at his word. The God kind of faith, when you operate in God kind of faith, you don't know what day is coming. You don't know what day it's going to manifest, but you believe it will. Why? Because God said it. Hallelujah. That's why it's the evidence of things not seen. Amen? It didn't say the thing that you believe in God for is your evidence. It said your faith is your evidence. Okay? But see, many times as believers, we get it mixed up, and we look for the, we expect the thing that we believe in God for to be our evidence that God is going to give it to us. No, your evidence, your proof is your faith. But you operate in the God kind of faith, amen? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, I want to look at the three places tonight on this subject that faith is not perfect knowledge. Let's go first to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. You know, the Old Testament, and this is why we don't throw the Old Testament away, because we can get New Testament revelation out of it. Amen. You know, you got some people say, you know, as soon as you say, well, let's open the lesson, go to Genesis or Deuteronomy, the story. So they quick to, oh, wait a minute. Oh, we're a New Testament church. Oh, stay out of that. And I'll be so like, okay, put your rocks down and your bats. Hold on a minute. Okay, this is something you need to know. We don't throw the Old Testament away because, get this, even the prophets in the Old Testament spoke about the latter days. Amen. That's revealed in the New Testament. So why would we want to throw that away? Just a nugget there. Now, Genesis chapter 12. Verses, I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 4. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 4. And the word of God says, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Now, we just looked at these four verses here. For those of you that have your Bibles, and those of you that don't have your Bibles, hey, just listen along with us. God is still ministering to you. Amen. Now, we just looked at the first four verses there, and we see that God told Abram, which later on in name will be Abraham, he said, get out from thy country, from thy kindred, from your father's house, unto the land I will show thee. Okay? Now, I want us to notice what was not said or asked in those four verses. Number one, God told him to get out from thy kindred and thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now, God did not tell him the name of the place. Amen. He just said to a land I will show thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when God is starting to when God is dealing with you by faith, God gives information on a revelation, on a progressive basis. So in other words, when God is talking to you about a particular thing, he's not going to tell you the boom, the whole thing at it at that point. He's going to give you so much at a time. Remember, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and that's what he does. He orders your steps. Amen? So if God, for example, if God is telling you, let's say you need a new home, God will start off telling you, say, I'm going to bless you with a new home. He may not, more times than not, and I do mean more times than not, every now and then God may do something out of it to say where it's at. But most times when God is getting you to walk by faith, he'll just tell you, said, I'm going to bless you with a new home. Many times he don't tell you what street it on, what city it in. He just tell you. The first thing you want to get down is that it's God talking to you. That's the first thing, okay? That's the first thing. We got to remember. In other words, now this audible voice spoke to Abraham. See, God can speak with an audible voice. He's not going to do it all the time. But God also speaks to you through his word. Amen? The word is the voice of God. Or God can speak it to your spirit by his spirit. Amen? That's also the voice of God. Amen? So here's the audible voice, still the word of God. And so he tells Abraham, he said, get thee out from your kindred, and I want you to, and I'm going to a land that I will show thee. Okay? Then he tells that, I will make of thee a great nation and will bless thee. Now notice something that Abraham didn't do. When God said, I'm going to make of thee a great nation, he didn't say, how you going to do that, Lord? How you going to do that? What means you going to do it through? When you going to do it? See, Abraham didn't ask all that before he believed. You understand that? See, when you want perfect knowledge, you want to know how he going to do it, when, and all that. If God gave you all that information, what would you need to believe for? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. See, some of us today, glory to God, hallelujah. And this is what the Lord has revealed to me even through his word, that some is going to be compelled to be humble. In other words, there's some thing they're going to go through that's going to cause them to be humble because, see, at first you wouldn't hear the word of God when it was coming to you. See, God was trying to get you to walk in his faith, but you weren't hearing that, okay? Telling you, said, believe me, but you weren't hearing that. You wanted some proof first, okay? You wanted something that appealed to your sin. You wanted a bunch of information before you do it. See, God, notice that this is a command of God that we find out that Abraham ended up doing. He departed. In fact, when you look at that same 12th chapter, look at verse 4, it says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, okay? Some of us, knowing, now everybody ain't knowing, some people still ignorant of the voice, but some of us knowing is God, but you won't move because you want information first. You won't. Some of you know that God had told you to do a particular thing, but see, you're waiting for all kinds of information, the whys, the buts, the how, the when, and all that, before you even believe, before you even move. That's not the God faith, but yet still you're claiming faith. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You claiming faith. And God wants you to know, no, that's perfect knowledge. You want perfect knowledge. You don't want to walk in a God kind of faith. See, the number one thing we got to get down pat that it is God speaking, okay? Now, I can see if you didn't know whether it's God speaking or not, okay, don't move. I understand that. But when you know it's God speaking, whether he's speaking audibly or in his word or whatever, okay, and you know this, but yet still you want all the buts, the how, the when, and the whys before you believe and before you act on it, you want perfect knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, when God told Abraham, get thee out from thy father's house to a land I will show thee, we notice in those verses in the 12th chapter of Genesis, Abraham didn't ask where. The Bible said that he departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. It didn't say he departed after God gave him all the information, you know, because Abraham didn't ask to a land he would show me where the land is, you know. Amen. And see, some of us is caught up in what we see. And so it brings a bunch of questions, and we want these questions answered before we believe God. Amen. Listen. I'm not telling you something I haven't been guilty of myself, okay? I'm not sitting up here telling you something that I haven't been guilty of myself. Remember, I shared this testimony with y'all, those of you that heard me on the broadcast. I told you back in 2008, I told me, said, now you finna learn what faith really is. Well, it was like a shocker to me because I'm thinking like, okay, I thought I knew this. I thought I was. And ever since he said that in 2008, I have encountered things in my life that, my God, from reading the word and from doing what I needed to do, showed me I didn't really know what it was. Like I thought, okay, I thought I know, okay, but I didn't really know what. But now I'm understanding what this God kind of faith is. Okay, I'm getting the understanding of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, that's what God would tell me. He said, now you're going to learn what it is. Amen. And I'm telling you, when God told me that in 2008, I got a test real quick. I got a test about, what, 2 months after he told me that? Then, let's say, 4 months after he told me that? And then, just about the end of the year, coming to the beginning of next year after he told me that, you know. And I'm like, man, you tell me somebody had to believe God, okay? Even my job, when no jobs went out, my workplace was affected. And they was cutting people pay right and left. And they weren't calling you to the office and asking you, did you mind, okay? You came in and you may have been making, let's say, $15 an hour. They cut you $2 or some more hour and put you in a position that you ain't never worked before in another department. Didn't ask you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm seeing this all around me. I had to believe God to take care of me no matter how this thing going. I even found out later on they offered my job to another man behind my back. Well, see, God kept me because I had to believe God. But see, coming into that next year, we wasn't working 40 hours every week. We were working 40, 32. And, you know, for you to get paid 40 hours on that week of the 32 hours, you had to use a vacation day. Well, if you did that at the beginning of the year, which they started in January, you'd have been able to use all your vacation up. Then April of that next year, in 2009, they said, we're going to give you a whole week off without pay. The only way you can get paid, you got to have vacation time and use it. And you know what? I didn't use my vacation time. I used one day, one single day vacation. But see, I had to believe God. And I had to believe God to direct and guide me. And then I had to also have wisdom with it too. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. So faith is not perfect knowledge. So Abraham didn't have to know all that information before he departed. Okay? In fact, you don't read in no verses when God told him, said, I'm going to take you to a land that I will show thee. Abraham didn't ask, how long is it going to take to get there? Okay. Amen. He departed. The Bible said he departed as the Lord has spoken unto you. He moved. He did it as God has spoken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 7. The book of Acts chapter 7. Glory to the Boshata. I'm telling you, people, this did something for my faith here going in this word. The book of Acts chapter 7, we're going to look verses 1 to verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. This, I believe, is Stephen talking. And he says in verse 1, Acts chapter 7, he said, then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, okay? Men, brethren, and fathers, okay? Going into, even the leadership. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan. And from this, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. Now here, if I'm not mistaken, this is Stephen speaking. Hallelujah. But anyhow, here's another witness here to what God did that Moses wrote in Genesis, that God spoke to Abraham, told Abraham, okay, to get out of the country, get out from your kindred, come into the land which I shall show unto thee. Now, notice that he didn't put anything else in there. Say, well, you know, before Abraham did it, he asked God a bunch of questions, or he needed to know this, or he needed to know that before he did anything. He didn't say that, okay? He didn't say that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so even Stephen said, hey, then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans who dwelt in Sharon. And from this, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. So he even testified or witnessed of the places that God brought Abraham through to get to his destination. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And notice what else he testified to. That Abraham was called from among his kindred. Amen. Now, I'm about to say something here, and I don't want any of you to take it the wrong way, and I don't want you to take it like you're so great and bigger than anybody else, but God will call you from among your kindred. Amen. When your kindred is doing anything and everything and living every kind of way, and you want to serve the Lord, he'll call you from among them. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, some of you that's listening to this message today, God has called you from among. You want to hang out at the barbecues and at the dances with them and all these little gatherings. Now, I'm not telling you to be uppity, but see, you know the stuff they're doing at their place in them gatherings, okay? The drinking, the foul language and stuff, and all kind of stuff that you know is not of God. And God has called you come from out of that. Come from among them. Amen? Amen. Now, when they really needed help, okay. And God moved, yeah, hey, help them. But you have to, there's a boundary. And many of you have crossed that boundary because you say, that's my family. I love my family. You know what? I love my family too. But I'm not going to join into everything they're in, especially when I know it's not of God. Amen. Because if you think that the family is going to hesitate on if those in there smoking a blunt, if you think that they're going to hesitate to try to get you to smoke one, you got another thing coming. Some of them drinking and getting drunk, you think they're going to offer you a drink? You got another thing coming. Some of them doing all kinds of stuff, hanging out and all that and committing adultery and all that stuff. You think they're going to offer it to you too? Yeah. And see, some of you want to hang around, and you have gotten the word from God, and God told you to come up from among them. But see, you want information first. Well, Lord, if I do that, what they going to think about me? What they going to say? How I'm going to do it? When God said, come out from among you, all you do is come out from among them. Okay? But see, many times we want to make this thing harder than what it is. So we got to put all this, we got to put the big sheet on God, the sheet with 100 questions. We want all 100. We don't want 99. We want all 100 answered before we even do what he says. And then we talk about, I'm walking in the faith that God. No, you're not walking in faith. You want perfect knowledge. That's not the God faith. And God said in Hebrews 11, without faith, what faith? The faith he's talking about in Hebrews 11. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you're not walking in this God kind of faith, guess what? You ain't pleasing him, whether it's me, you, or anybody else. Now put your rocks down and your bats. Don't want to try to throw it at me because I didn't write the word. God wrote the word. Amen? Amen. And in this time we're living in, dealing with the coronavirus, God has spoken the word to some of you that's listening and spoken to you and gave you a command to do something, but you haven't moved because you want all this other information first. Well, Lord, how? When is it going to happen? And blah, blah. You want all that before you believe, all that before you even do what he says. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. See, people, we look at it. We be putting ourselves in a hole, okay? We put ourselves in a hole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When you know it's the Lord calling you, I tell you, come out from among them. The God kind of faith said, hey, I'm gonna do what God says because he knows best. Okay? I'm not going to question him in such a way that possibility to get him to see that he may be wrong about what he said. Amen? That's another reason why we quit. Come on.
That's another reason why we question. Okay, I know some of y'all won't raise your hand. You might say, that ain't me. Okay, well, that ain't you. I just tell on me then. Because, you know, that's one of the other reasons why we question. We question like we're finna show them that, you know, God, maybe you made a mistake. You know, maybe you said so. Maybe you jumped the gun too fast. That's what we want to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to read verses 8 to verse 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. And the word of God says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Okay? And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in a tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now here, in his 8th verse, through Paul was used of God to show us that Abraham be an example of exercising the God kind of faith without perfect knowledge. Amen? Because the Bible says here in this verse, called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing. I mean, he had no knowledge where he was going. Okay? He had no knowledge. He just obeyed. Okay? And notice that the Bible said he was called to go to a place which he should receive for an inheritance, which he should after receive for an inheritance. Okay? Amen. Why? Because he had to believe first. He had to walk by faith. He had to obey. So you receive that afterwards for an inheritance. But what did he have to do? He had to obey first. And see, some of us want the thing first without obeying. Okay? We want the thing first without obeying. Okay? Amen. God, you may be sitting at home now and don't have a job, and God may tell you, say, go out and put some applications out. And you sitting there, you know, you going, well, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? You want to know all this other stuff before you go on out there. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. See, he didn't have to have perfect knowledge. He didn't have to know it. See, this is what Paul's telling you. He went out not knowing whither he was going. Paul letting you know right there. He didn't have no information about. In other words, if you was in that day and time with Abraham, walking with him, say, Abraham, what's going on, man? Oh, none but. Abraham, where you going? I don't know where I'm going. I know the Lord is leading me to go there. And you probably, now see, people with the carnal, when you're thinking in the carnal mind, that's not going to register with you. Okay? That's not going to register with anyone. I mean, if any of us was in the corner of mine walking with Abraham, and Abraham told us that, you know, God is leading me to go to a place that he has for me. Okay, Abraham, where you going? I don't know where I'm going, but I know that he's leading me to go there. Well, we will all look at Abraham funny. What? Man, what are you talking? Man, you don't. Man, that ain't God talking to you. But he was obeying the voice of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Amen? Hallelujah. He sojourned in the land of promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. See, God will have you in the land of promise. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as in a strange country. May seem strange to you. Amen? Hallelujah. You could be in a place with God that things are going on and happening to people all around you, but it's not affecting you. And they come near you, and you all of a sudden you sit there and you go, wow. You know?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why would it seem strange? Because, see, many times we're used to doing like the world do when certain things come up. We operate like them. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, when you was outside the promise, you know, you did like those of the world. You know, and when the message was given to you, well, if you don't do this and that of the world, this gonna happen. Well, that's how you automatically operated. Okay? So you did it because it was said and reported in the news or in the world, this is how you do it. But see, when God have you in that place where stuff is going on, people pulling their hair out, panicking, distraught, killing themselves, things of that nature, and you sitting there in peace. Amen. And see, sometimes, and let's be honest, when we see that we're in that place, we go, you know, we think for a second, man, I mean, thank you, Jesus, you know, I'm around the midst of this stuff and it ain't touched me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, shalalabashi. See, that's what happens when you obey God by faith and not have to have perfect knowledge. Because God is leading all his people to the place of the land of promise. Amen. The place that he promised us, our inheritance. Glory to God. Halabashata, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. See, God will have you at that place. Amen. And because many times when we was on the outside, when the Bible said that when we was without God in the world, see, we some stuff like that, things that God did do for you now, that's unheard of when you weren't saved. And see, what happens is now that you say you obey God and you in that place, you even stop thinking yourself, oh. You know, people say, hey, this and this happened to me. Had it hit you? And you go, no. And none of that happened around me. And you see, like, big outbreaks and stuff. Disease and the outbreak, stuff like that. Don't touch you. And it's touching people all around you. And all of a sudden, you just sit in the house one day, you start thinking, my Lord. You know, people come reporting you, oh, it hit me, oh, it hit me. Had it hit you? No, it ain't nothing hit me. And you start going, wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shakta. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said that for he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is of God. See, the belief that this represents is at the same time looking for a place whose foundation is godly. In other words, see, true believers, when they're walking by faith, okay, and God is leading them, they know God is not going to lead them to an ungodly place, per se, to be that ungodly place, a place. For example, some of you listening, you know, you got saved, because I've had this question asked to me since I've been in the ministry. There's some people got saved, and the next question they ask is, what church do I join? Now, it's amazing. I'm going to throw this little nugget in here to say this, to show you how separated Christianity is. They shouldn't have to ask that question. I'm just going to be straight up as I can be straight up on that. They shouldn't have to ask that question. Why do they ask that question? Because it's so many different churches with so many different names. And so now you got people asking, so what church did I join? Okay? Amen. But see, I want to say to any of you that's listening that got that question, let me encourage you to do this. Let me encourage you to go on a 7-day fast in prayer and to God and fasting. Maybe you could do 2 or 3 hours a day. Maybe you're off on weekends, you could do it longer. Some of you may have to go to work. Well, if you could do it while you're at work,
fine. You know, if you can't do an hour or so in the morning before you go, good. But in that fasting, be praying, studying the Word of God, hallelujah, and reading the Scripture where God said He will supply all your needs. That's in the book of Philippians. And read that, you know, whatsoever you shall ask, you know, in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And stand on those two. And I'm going to tell you something. To those who have a heart to obey God and to walk in that faith, wherever God leads them to go, they know it, when they're asked and say, well, what church do I join? And they truly trust in, depending on God, they look for a place where God's going to lead them whose foundation is on God. Amen? They know that God is not going to lead them to a ungodly foundation place to join. I hope I made that a little bit more clear on that. Amen? Hallelujah. So for those of you who are seeking, what church did I join? And you really want to walk by faith and obey the voice of God where to go. Fast and pray, okay? And get into a place where you say, Lord, I want to know your voice. Lead me by your voice. And look for a place whose foundation is godly. Remember the principles in Hebrews chapter 6, it names faith, repentance, baptisms, okay, eternal judgment, resurrection of the dead, laying on the hands, the foundation principle of God. See, God leads you to a place, a godly place, that will be built on that. Amen. But you got to move according to the voice of God. So if the voice of the Lord don't tell you to move, don't move. But if he tell you to move, move. Amen. But you be in a place daily with God that you may hear. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And when God starts leading you to a place, remember this. Obey the voice of God. Don't come with all this. I got to have all this information first before you obey. Amen. And see, that's how Abraham was able to receive the land of promise, because he obeyed. Amen. Praise be to God. The phone lines are open, 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, hey, call me right now. We'll get together and pray. Comments, questions, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. Amen. Praise be to God. So, the God kind of faith is not to have perfect knowledge, people. This is what God is getting over to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you that's listening, you may have been a member of the church, and you've been cast out because you know everybody else got stuff. They according to the things of this world. Some of them got pretty good amount of money, got material things, and you quote poor, and they look down on you. Whether you believe it or not, this is going to happen more and more in these days in these churches. Churches going to start putting people out who is quote poor. The people who they think, who they look at, don't have as much material things as they do or money. Watch what happens. And some of y'all don't believe this, but you watch and watch, you see what happens. You're going to find people that right now, some of them in these churches are already feeling funny because there's others in the churches, they're looking down on them. They act funny towards them because, hey, you got three cars. I got one car, and it seems like I got to put my hand outside the door to open the door, and the tires are old on it, but your cars is late model cars, and now you're looking at me all funny and looking down on me. You coming in the three-piece suits and expensive suits. I'm just coming in regular clothes, and now I'm telling you, people, if you may not believe it, but I'm telling you, watch. You're going to get more reports on this, okay? Hallelujah. You already got that church, what is it called, Metaphysics Church, you know? And see, when you look at, and I'm not going to call no name on this, but I've seen at a particular church that a lot of the rich people have a seat up front where the minister at. I've been seeing it for years with this particular church. And I noticed that when you, whether you is rich, a big time gospel singer, you can be a pro football player, somebody well known in this earth, I've seen those same people have a seat right up front where that preacher is preaching at. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And see, some of you have been cast out of churches because you've been looked at and, you too poor. And in your mind, you're thinking, I have no place to worship. Okay? But see, you at home and God is telling you to worship him, but you want to ask all these questions. Well, Lord, how am I going to worship you, you know, here? I'm at my house and blah, I'm not with the other. Listen, I'm not saying this, and I don't want people to get this off track neither. Because some people look at this and think that, oh, you could just stay at home and worship God. Listen, in the body of Christ, we have gotten to an extreme on both areas. One area, we think that you can only worship God when you're in church service with other believers. That's the only way. And the other thing, you got some of the others think that you ain't got to go to the church service. You can just stay at home. Okay? Amen. So we ain't got to the extreme on both sides instead of staying in the middle. Okay? But see, God wants you to know that by faith, yeah, you can worship him at home. You can continue to worship him until he leads you to that place where other believers at. Amen. Whose foundation is God. Once again, the number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. So once again, the God kind of faith is not to have perfect knowledge. If you're looking to know the thing first, and you're talking about, oh, I'm walking in this faith that God's talking about, no, you ain't. No, you're not. Not according to the word, no, you ain't. Once again, people, I've told you before, and I testify myself. Hey, I thought the same thing, too. But when God spoke that to me in 2008, and from that time to now, the things I've encountered and went through where he showed me and been showing me how to walk in his God's faith. Because there's some things I encounter, my hand was tied. It was nothing I could really do. See, before time, years before time, I was dependent on a lot of things. We're calling it faith, but dependent on a lot of things, okay? It was my crutch. You know how when people break a leg or their leg get broke, they're on crutches. Okay, and you lean on that crutch for support because you really only got one leg, a good leg, and the other leg is broke. But see, that was my crutches, okay? And God was showing me, said, that wasn't the faith I'm talking about. You know, you more were doing like the Dalton Thomas thing, you know, okay? But the faith I'm talking about is believing me because I said it, okay? And not looking for no crutches to lean on. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord for his word. And like I said, ever since God has dealt with me, even about these miracles in the past few weeks, God has really been doing something to my faith. Okay? And he really has opened my eyes to particular things. Even in this time right now, okay? In this time right now that we're seeing concerning the coronavirus, because like I said, you know, and let's be honest, the talk about the coronavirus, you get number negative. But the biggest percentage of the information you get, if I had to go by a percentage, I would say maybe 85-90% of the information you're getting is negative. Maybe somewhere 10-15% you may get some positive somewhere where someone that had it, they don't have it no more, and, you know, and things like that. But the biggest percentage, you're getting negative, okay? You know, now they've been talking about it's hitting some of the people that had it once before. It's hitting them again. And it's another wave of it coming in. They're talking about, well, the heat might kill it, and the heat might not kill it, and it might be bad in the winter. You hear all of this, people. All of this. But my question to you is, what is God saying? Okay? What is he saying? Find out what he's saying. Be led by his spirit. Believe him at what he said. Don't have to, you know, don't put the stipulation before you believe. Come on. You're robbing yourself. And the devil is many times he have us robbing ourselves. He goes speaking that noise. You need some proof first. And we go, oh, I need some proof. And we talk like that. And he's laughing in the corner because he know we ain't finna get nothing now because we're in unbelief. And we won't move because God won't give us the proof. Amen? Praise be to God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the overruler. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to serve the true and living God. Father, I thank you tonight for this broadcast. I thank you for everyone that's been listening. And, Lord God, I pray that you will bless them, their family, and their loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Lord God, you're worthy to be praised and be glorified. And thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given me to share your word unto the listeners. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. If the Lord say the same, I should be back on tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. So, thank God for all of you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Thank you.